could take my little sticky note off the screen that I had to put on there, or else I would forget. Welcome back to part two of our Master Tracker workshop. Hopefully everybody's had some, you know, good insights and good activity understanding during the first half. I saw a lot of questions during, I was looking at the chat on the break. And I also, one of the comments I saw was wanting a travel case to remember to take your supplements. So I pulled this out. I bought this a couple of years back. I think I found it on Amazon. And it looks like this. It's just a little bit, looks like a wallet. And you can open it up. And inside, it has these little pouches that you can put your stuff in. So if you have things that you take in the AM or middle, you can rearrange them and put different labels on them however you want, but you basically can map out your supplements for when you're traveling, right? And carry it along with you. So if you don't know if you're going to be traveling, right? If you just want to have something, you just grab it. You know that you have your AM, PM, AM, PM, you know, midday, whatever in there. But for me, I was doing it a little differently because I threw some B12 in there. So I just put the label B12 at the top of that one. See, in case good old colder, you know, inflammation. Now here's one, inflam mat. So I just stick some of the stuff that I wanted. So you can do it however you want. You can have some of your like emergency type things. And then you can have your AM, PM, midday with meals, whatever. And you can label the little pouches however you want to label them. Like this was like, I don't even know what it is anymore. I could throw it away. It looks like it's leaking. But you can have like all the things you're going to take with a meal. And you just create a few of these and just carry it with you. I wouldn't recommend just sticking it in your car just because of the heat and you don't want to wreck your supplements. But it could be something that you have if you have a backpack or a briefcase or a purse or whatever. So look it up on Amazon. Pretty easy to use. Does that help? I think it was Angelica and a couple of others were saying about that, right? And it was like $7. So it's pretty inexpensive. All right. So we're back. While you were off just kind of on your own, did you have any questions that popped up about anything here? Is anybody still having trouble finding their master tracker?
Dr. Eden Marie, do you happen to know the name of that supplement wallet you just showed us, the product name?
The only way I could probably find it would be to look in my orders. I could do that. Uh-huh. Well, the other cool thing is it has this little spot. You could just stick other stuff in there too, you know, just anything you want. Let me look real quick at my orders on Amazon. And I found out about it from one of my clients, an ERC person several years ago. And she showed me, I'm like, oh, I want some. Or no, actually I found it for her. That's what it was. Because she was thinking, you know, it was really hard to move back and forth between a couple of locations. So I'm going to go to Amazon. And I'm going to go to my orders. And I'm going to say date-wise, it says past 6 months. No. It was probably 2017 that I got it. Let's see. Okay. I just type in supplement. Search orders. No, I tried supplement case. Let me look it up here. Supplement, or maybe it was under pill. Pill case, pill organizer. Okay, let's see. Yeah, I'm not easily finding it, but I can look later. I don't want to spend all of our time. Let me just look up one more thing.
I just searched like travel supplement case on Amazon, and there's some options that look like what you have. So everyone can check that out, and maybe you could find a different option you like better.
Yeah. You just typed in travel supplement organizer. Here we go. Oh yeah, I just saw it. I just saw one. This one has two, you know, it's a smaller one, but here's one. Oh yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. Here's Lewis and Clark. That's one. All right, I'll give you a link. Yeah, because I have two of them, and that this one is a gray one. The other one is a black one that's in there. Let me put it in there. Travel. Oops, there you go. Okay, so I did find on my iPad. So here's what I was thinking. Since I would like, I like to finish going through the rest of the tabs. And then I want to give, you know, a little breakout if you want to start filling in certain tabs. I'll get a sense of which tabs you haven't filled in yet, which ones you can. The supplement one might take a little longer just because you have to have all your bottles and potions and whatever around. And then if anybody, whoever needed a little tutorial on the iPad, we can actually pull off, I can do a breakout room and let everybody else kind of work on their thing. And then we can work out in a breakout room for anybody that wants a tutorial on the iPad as I learn it. Okay. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I do have access to the master tracker right on my iPad. All right. So let's go back again. Were there any questions or comments before we move on? Yeah, Heather. Whoops.
Okay, I think I got myself unmuted. I went back to some of the assessments. I had done pretty much all of the GAP assessments. And for example, the Candida one, I don't see on the symptom scorecard.
Okay, no, so it's not. It's all the main ones are there. We didn't go back and put all the other ones in there.
Okay. Yeah. So at that point, you'll have that data, but it's not on the master tracker anywhere.
It's not. And it's a good point. And if we can write that down, it's another thing to do. If we could ask maybe Frances if she can add some of the others there. But we just did the main ones. And then
as a follow-up question, I noticed like one of the ones I looked at didn't have a big score at the end, but it then the colors were actually pertaining to specific questions. And so in that case, I would put the grand total score.
Which one was that? Was that the detox?
Let's see. It was probably the one on stress. There were lots and lots of things that had answers in different ranges. And it wasn't just a couple of boxes at the bottom.
Grand total.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I struggled with how to actually take the pillars ones because there's the good diet stuff, the you know what I mean? And I'm not sure it's exactly perfected yet.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Good question.
That was my question.
Yeah, anybody else? Okay, all right, so let's see. Got a lot of you on still. All right, so I'm gonna go to share screen. And there's the wallet that I just put the thing on. Oops. Okay, let me go back to my test sheet. So we were going through this. The next piece is lab results. So I'm going to show you how to use this so that we can be prepared for our lab retreat when it comes up. And then I'm going to go to the site and show you a document that we have to help you to determine what labs to get. So for lab results, we have a U.S. version, which is this, but we also have an international version, which is this one. All right. So I'll start with the U.S. version. The way this is laid out is for each of the main lab markers that we run, that's listed, and then it's the typical units, which is what the lab report will say, you know, glucose, 65 milligrams per DL. And then the lab range is what the lab says is the normal range. So for glucose, it says 65 to 110. And then we have what we think is more of an ideal range, and we have 65 to 89. You know, more ideal is actually more considered. Whoops, I just spilled my tea. Oops. I'm okay. Made me warm. you know, probably right around, you know, more recent stuff is saying right around 82, 79, but 65 to 89 is actually a good range. When you put your number in this cell, like say yours comes back at 92, you put that number in, there's a slight delay as it calculates, and then it should change color to say yellow. Yellow means, and I think there's a guide at the bottom that says what this all means. Let me see. Maybe not. Oh yeah, no, it's right here at the top. See this? Cells change color according to the range, the US range. Green is, and if you have an older version of Excel, it sometimes is white, but green means it's in the ideal range. Yellow means it's outside the ideal range, but within what the lab considers normal. And orange means outside the lab range. So in this particular case, you'd go, huh, my glucose is not ideal. Okay, it means it's something to work on. Had you put in 85 there, it would be green. And had you put in 120, it would be orange, right? And so it gives us a very nice at-a-glance ability to see how we're doing, right? If you just green all the way down, you're like, wow, my labs are all in ideal range. This is awesome. If there's a lot of oranges or even a spattering of oranges, then we know that there's some things that are really need addressing. They really need to be addressed as to why, because it's outside the lab range. And the way that the labs calculate their ranges is they go like, it's almost like a bell curve, right? So most people are going to fall within, like 90% of people are going to fall within their range. And then the outliers are usually because there's some sort of, you know, serious issue that we need to be addressed, or at least to be investigated to make sure there isn't a serious issue. So any oranges we'll investigate, and any yellows, it's like, okay, we're not in the ideal range. So let's, what do we have to do to get you into the ideal range? And what does it mean? Now, when we look at labs from a functional medicine perspective, we're not just looking at, are you in range? We're looking at the ratios between different things. So what this lab report gives you is the ability to see how things are in relationship to each other. Now, the analysis is something that, you know, it's kind of like we as the coaches will help you to understand as we go through these. But it gives you a really cool graphic analysis. So for example, like say this is your most recent, and I always like people to put the dates up at the top. So 10, 10, 19, is it raining? Oh, it's raining. We needed rain. I'm going to get rid of these. Okay. So it comes back as a 92. I like to go over to the side here. Again, you don't have to learn this stuff, but I'm helping you to become more independent as far as your health is concerned. So this number is high. It's outside the range high. So we're going to go here. And then we're going to mark. I like to do this. I like to just go up to the top where this fill color is and just mark it the color. If it's green, I leave it blank. So that's just things it points out to you, the things that you may want to address and find out why. So here it says, well, it's high. It could be diabetes. It could be insulin resistance. It could also be a thiamine deficiency, stress, or liver problem. So when I'm reviewing these, I'm looking for trends. Like say we go for one that says, I'll give you one that's related to possible malabsorption. Let's say we go here and I put in a 11. That one's going to turn yellow. And so I'll go over here and it's a low yellow. So I'm going to go to this column and I'm going to mark it. And then it says possible malabsorption or low protein diet. Then I'm going to look at, as I go through this, for each number that you have in there, I'm going to be marking them over here and go, oh, look, there's like three or four of them that might be related to malabsorption. It could be a low stomach acid problem. It could be a problem with your digestive enzymes. It could be a problem that you're not chewing your food. And so their food isn't in a good position to be absorbed. But it gives you a way to look for patterns. Okay. Yeah. So I like it. I like doing this. So if I'm going through, if we have a lab analysis call, I will go through and mark these just so I get a sense of it. Now, the other thing that we use in conjunction with this is a software called the blood chemistry analysis software. And so when you submit your, when you put your stuff into the master tracker, we'll have somebody on our team or one of your coaches take those numbers and put them into that software. So before we do our lab call on whatever it is, it's in November, so it's about a month from now. What we need you to do is to get the results back. If you feel competent in putting it in here, we highly recommend you do that. Put it in your tracker and then let us know that you've done that. And then we will have somebody on the team generate a report for you. And we want all that done in advance of that call. So say the call's on the 8th. Ideally, by a week before that, you've got all your stuff in. So we have the time to get your reports generated. And then on the call, we'll be going through them with each of you. I'll be going through the report and how that works. The first one I do will be a longer one as I describe it, and then we'll do shorter for each person so that you walk away with an understanding of what's going on, what imbalances your labs are showing, and what some action steps are to take. So for now, I just would need you to take, I'm going to ask Diana again, is it okay to grab your a lab from you? Or is anybody okay with me grabbing a lab that you've got in there? Because I want to...
Go right ahead. Dr. Reamer, it's Diana. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Because I want to just show, like, okay, so you're... Where are your labs?
Under the labs.
Prada! I'm going to look for a generic one. Here, this might be one. Yeah. Okay, so... This is what you might get back from your lab, right? From your doctor's office, or if you run it through Run My Labs, et cetera. You're going to look here and you're going to see these various things, right? So there's your sodium and the potassium, and they're all in different orders. This was her local lab. We put them originally in the order that it comes back from LabCorp, and then Direct Labs and Helen's, your lab work started to use Quest instead of LabCorp, so they might be in a slightly different order. So you're going to have to just look for them. But here's a trick, right? So say you're looking at sodium and you want to put in the number. She has 140 for her sodium. So if we go here, right, and you're like, there it is. It's right there. But say you weren't finding it. A trick is you can always do Control F. It'll bring up a box and I can say sodium. And then it's going to highlight. You see how it went green over here? It highlighted the sodium. Say it was something like hemoglobin. It's going to find all the instances. It found two. It found eight of them. So the second one is there. It's just talking about it in a description. That's not what we're looking for. There, hemoglobin, right? And if you're a female, you use the female number. And if you're a male, you use the male one, and then you'd write your number in there. So it just will help you if it's in an order you're not sure about. So you would basically go to this report and, where did it go? Oh, here. You'd go to this report and you just put these in there. If there's any you're not sure about that you can't figure out or you're doctor ran some obscure testing, you know, because of some background information that you, that they know about you, then you, it may not be in there and we can always add them. All right. So if you have any issues, just post it in the Facebook group. I'm looking for this in the master tracker. You know, where do I find that? Right. But most of these that she's got in here are pretty straightforward. And then you just go back into the lab and you put the number in under the appropriate date. If you've got multiple labs that you want to enter, so say you've got the last year's worth or 6 months worth or 2 years worth and you want to enter all of them, then just put them in a column, you know, and just put the date and then put the results there. And that way we can track it. And the beauty of this is that you can see how it's shifting over time. And I'm going to just give you an example. Like, let's look at, okay, let's look at AST, aspartate aminotransferase. It used to be called SGOT, so it may be that way, one way or the other on your labs. I don't think anybody's using SGOT anymore, but this is a liver enzyme, and the ideal range is 10 to 25, and say, you know, back in 2016, it was 12, right? And now, we'll just change this to 16. And now in 2017, it was 18. Still green, right? And then in 2018, it was 22. Still green, nobody's flagging it. But what's going on that's causing your liver enzymes to consistently go up? That's the stuff that we like to flag. Like, huh, they're still normal, but it's gone up a lot. What's shifted? Do you have any specific environmental exposures? Do you have mold in your house, right? Is your liver sluggish because of any particular reason, right? How can we support your liver better? How can we look at the lifestyle factors, the environment, the food, so that we can support you? Because what we want to avoid is this, right? All of a sudden, my liver enzymes are up. No, there was a trend, right? And we want to help you to catch those trends before they become a pathology. Does that make sense to everybody? Would you like to capture a trend before it becomes a pathology? Who would like to capture trends before they become pathology? Yes? Right. So that's why we do it this way. I love the report that you get from the blood chem, and it does some trending as well. But I like my master tracker because it's quick and easy for me to see. And when we do the lab tracking, I'll show you exactly what's in that report that has some additional stuff that this doesn't track. Okay. So that's what we're going to be doing with you, to not look to see, oh my God, you're dying. No. Do you have trends here that are showing imbalances that mostly medicine wouldn't pick up? So for example, alkaline phosphatase, that's a liver enzyme. Medical range, 27 to 142. Lab range is much tighter, 70 to 90. If you have like a 52, it's not going to be outside of the medical range, but it's outside the ideal. So what could that mean? Well, it's low. It could be an estrogen dominance situation. So we'd be asking you questions. Are you on birth control pills? Are you on hormone replacement therapy? Do you have exposure to like plastics where you're getting a lot of xenoestrogens, right? Is it a zinc deficiency or a B6 deficiency, right? Is there malabsorption? Do you have hypothyroid or adrenal? So there's a lot of reasons that would make it low. And we want to chat about that. It may be as simple as a zinc deficiency and you up your zinc in your food, increase your stomach acid, take zinc and you're fine. It may be that you have some estrogen dominance going on and we may recommend that you do a Dutch test based on some other things. So we're looking at this in a functional manner to try to understand what's going on in you that may be contributing to, you know, I seem to be eating fine, but I'm not losing weight. Or I, you know, what's going on with this skin rash or this gut stuff? Does this make sense? We'll go through a lot more detail on this. We have a whole retreat workshop on it so that I can actually, we have it scheduled in two parts because it just takes too long. So we're going to give you a thing where you're going to be able to sign up for whichever one you prefer to be at. You are welcome to come to both of them. But just participate in one, you know, in terms of getting your lab read. But if you just are like love to learn and you want to come to everybody's and listen through it, you are welcome to do that. And you're going to learn a tremendous amount. Okay. Make sense? Is this helpful? Who here, is anybody here on this call from Canada or Europe? Let me look at the chat and see. I don't think anybody is, but Diana would love to attend all of them.
I think Marilyn is in Canada.
In Vancouver, right?
Oh.
So if you're in Canada and you get your labs tested in Canada, we have an international version, right? So this looks more complicated, but you only have to enter into one. You see the purple where it says enter results in this column, right? So the glucose may show up. I'm still showing my ideal ranges and my ranges in terms of the US, but you may have a 5.7. You're like, wow, I'm really bad. No, it's the Canadian number. So you put 5.7 and it changes it. It's a 102 and it's yellow, right? So you've got the same way. You just put it in here. You just put it in here and the form automatically converts it for you. In the blood chemistry, same thing. It will it has a setting where you can say, is it international or is it US? And you just put your numbers in the same way it shows up on your lab test. Okay.
Can I just say something, Dr. Marie?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So yeah, so I'm in British Columbia, right. Canada, and it's really difficult to get labs run here. I went to my new doctor. She's new to town. We have hard time with doctors, but anyways, I'm started with a physical and annual and get my labs run, and she did not want to do other than the basics. So I didn't even get a urine sample done. I'm talking real basics. She's almost refusing to do the rest of them. I'm going to go back in a few weeks and see her again. I waited a month for that appointment. But I'm just wondering if anyone or if you have any suggestions on how I could get a more comprehensive, I'll pay for it. It's not a problem that way.
Yeah, there's
but
two
more
ways.
Comprehensive looking at ways. Getting it.
There's two ways because there's naturopaths in Canada who will do it. So it's going to a naturopath and asking them to run, you know, whatever's missing. The other is you're in British Columbia. I assume not too far from the US border.
No, quite a ways.
Quite a ways. Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say you could drive across the border and you can order it through your lab worker or direct labs.
And yeah, I'm about 8 hours.
Oh.
From say Bellingham.
No, if you were in Vancouver, right? It's very easy to go into the States and get it.
Yeah, done. Used to be Vancouver.
Used to be. Okay. Yeah. So I think your option is to find a naturopath. Used to be Lynn mentioned a lab company that was running, but I don't think they actually did run them in Canada. I think they just do it locally.
Yeah. I'll source it out. I'll just do the best I can. What I have is what I have. So
yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, you know, if there's particular stuff, then when I see the basics, then I'll be able to tell you, oh, it's really important to get this. See if you can find somebody to get it or we can work without it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
But, yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah, it's a challenge. I mean, whenever I look at the labs that they do, the basic labs, they're missing so many basic things that even the basic labs here in the States have. So, and most doctors here in the States don't do comprehensive blood sugar testing. They don't do comprehensive thyroid testing. They don't do comprehensive inflammatory marker testing. So it is a challenge, but we do what we can with what we have. And I'll go through that in a minute. I'll go through where you can find.
Just so you understand a bit further about our system is that even if you do find a naturopath to run it, you then have to find a government lab, whichever all the labs are government, to do the draw the blood. Well, yeah. That's good. However, and then you'll pay for it. But that's not so much the problem. It's that they don't want to run those labs. So right away, you may have a naturopath who says you need all this done and you've got a prescript to do that, but the government lab doesn't want to do it. So you're then in a catch-22 around and round to fill in out so many forms, just like, you know, it's similar to getting vitamin D run, but for everything you need, you have to fill in forms separately and it takes a month or two to get that paperwork through and then get the test done. So there's a private lab that's starting to operate in British Columbia, but they have so much red tape. I mean, it's like trying to get knee or hip surgery off the system done, out of the lineup. in Canada. So yeah, just a heads up.
It almost sounds like you should create a weekend retreat getaway.
Go across the border.
Go across the border and, you know, and get it done.
Well, I am going to Hawaii in for part of the winter. So I guess I'll have to look on Kauai, what I can figure out there.
I wonder is, I don't know if Hawaii, it should. Yeah, check it out to see if like Direct Labs or your lab work will do that. I know they can't do New York and they can't do Rhode Island, a couple of other states because of the state laws that you're not allowed to do direct access.
Oh, okay. There's that.
I don't know that Hawaii, I've never, interesting. I don't know. Hawaii would be interesting to find out. Yeah.
I'll have to figure something out.
Well, you know, on your way to Hawaii, what if you stopped in San Francisco or LA?
Yeah, my flights are booked. I'm going through Seattle. And they're booked.
Okay, so you don't have any gap.
Yeah, I won't take up any more time. That's just fine. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right. So questions about this lab thing. Any questions about filling it in? It's pretty straightforward to fill it in. The hardest part is when you look at the lab, you know, not knowing, but most of them are very, like here, it says AST-SGOT. That's what we were just looking at. And you just take the numbers and you put them in. That's it. If something looks really weird, like it's way out, you just make sure that the units you put in are the same as what it shows. Sometimes they're off by a factor of 10 or 100 or 1,000 because of the metric or the unit that's been done. And we can always adjust that once I'll know it, once when my team will know it too, once we see that. Okay, so let me show you on the site. There should be... So if we go back to ERC home and we go back to this gap discovery, evaluate your health systems. And we'll make sure when we send out the email about the lab thing that we get that in there. But see where it says lab testing instructions. You click that. And it talks about labs and what can be tested, etc. And then it gives you, you know, instructions to load it up. This is the lab testing document to determine if there's additional labs. So here, click here. And then there's a live call if you want to listen to me explaining exactly, you know, what the labs are and when you might want them. But it has a list of what everybody would benefit from. It describes what it is. So if you are going to a doctor and saying, hey, I want this done, this complete blood count, pretty much everybody does, although sometimes in Canada, they don't do it with what we call differential, which differentiates out these particular type of white blood cells that help us to identify if there's an imbalance where it is in the immune system. The comprehensive metabolic panel, again, I've given you descriptions so that you can go to your doctor and say, hey, I want to make sure I get all of this stuff. I will say that mostly the lipids are done fully. Most of them will do all the liver stuff and the kidney stuff. Although some of these I don't see all the time on the Canadian ones. These are all the different places and the things that are normally done. Vitamin D, Canada is notorious for not running vitamin D's on people. More and more here in the States, if you're on insurance, they'll say, well, we can't run that. Your number last time was 35, so you're fine. But I think vitamin D is critical. With vitamin D, there's other ways to get it besides a lab. There are kits that you can order that are blood spot, where you prick your finger and put it on a card. And Amazon has a whole bunch of those. Or you can just do vitamin D home testing kit. If that's a problem with getting that, and that may be the way to do it in Canada, if you live in Canada. The thyroid panel, typically they will just do this one, TSH. And if it's high, then they might run either total T4 or free T4. But in reality, you don't have any clue as to how your thyroid's functioning unless you do all of these. We don't always do reverse T3. That's an optional, you know, but why does this say, total T3? I'm going to take out optional on there, but I ideally all of them except for the reverse T3 would be helpful to have. And then, you know, mostly women who are tired and have any kind of mental sluggishness, coldness, weight gain, it's a good thing to look at the thyroid and incomplete, because a lot of times we discover that people have antibody autoimmune thyroid problems that have never been discussed. And, you know, you've been on Synthroid for 15 years and not getting much better. And it's really not a problem with your thyroid. It's a problem with your immune system attacking it. Or we have a problem that we call a conversion problem. And we'll talk more about that on that call, where your T4 is fine, but your T3 is low, but nobody ever bothered to test it. And there's other approaches. Taking Synthroid isn't going to help you with that. So it's really important to get a good thyroid. And this document just describes everything and what they are. And the ones that I recommend, you know, in general, is everything we've said so far, except for this reverse T3, is not necessary for everybody. Hemoglobin A1C, if you have any issues with the excess weight gain and blood sugar imbalance and fasting insulin, and ferritin. Now, some labs will just run ferritin, but not iron. Where's iron? Is up here. Not iron. And some will just run iron, but not ferritin. And again, we're looking at function. So I like to do both. I like to do both. And then if there's any indications of inflammation or like elevated lipids, like high cholesterol, high LDLs, high triglycerides, then homocysteine is a good thing to do. Homocysteine is also an indirect indication of how your B12 is doing, how your folate is doing. And then C-reactive protein can be an indicator of cardiovascular inflammation. So these are good screening tests. So at least have done, you know, once. And then once you, if it's out of balance, then you do some things to fix it and then you come back. So these are good things to do. So all the things up here, up at this top part, with the exception of the reverse T3, are really important ones that if you can get them done, get them done, especially if you can get them done through your doctor or insurance company, and if not, direct labs or your lab work. Now, some of you qualified for a bonus of the lab work, and we've got to get that. Angelica, will you make a note for me, and just let's review the notes from today and make sure that the right people are assigned to get that done. We talked about this a while back, but to get that bonus, it's really important that we get that bonus distributed to people so that they can use it if they want to before these tests are done. There's additional tests here. We're not going to talk about those or worry about those for this first lab call. But there's descriptions in here that I won't go through, and we'll go through this as the year goes on. Additional tests that we can get done. Okay. So state law in New York, New Jersey, and Rhode Island don't allow direct access. I think Maryland as well. If you live in Canada, close to the border, you can cross. And these are some others that may have access that you can get the testing done. I have these, actually, instead of going to direct labs, you can just go to Run My Labs. And also, Angelica, please make a note for me to edit this document so we can put the link to, because I have the panels run set up on Dr. Hopkins' lab, and the prices on Dr. Hopkins' lab do tend to be about 10 to 20% lower than direct labs on most things, except when direct labs is having a sale. Okay. So you can download this, you can print it, you can put highlights on it. If you have any questions at all after you read it, then what I want you to do is to go to either the Facebook group and post a question, or come to one of our calls, or bring your question to your coaches. Okay? Okay, questions? Thus far, I know we may have opened up a big bag of worms here. I'm going to stop share and see you guys. Was that clear? Was that confusing? There's a lot there. And, you know, this whole thing is about empowering you. All right. Nothing? Let me look in the chat. Oh, good. Diana gave the link to that, directly to that document. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, cool. No questions? Are we clear? We'll make sure that when we send out the email invitation for the labs, which we should be getting out this week, Angelica, let's make sure that that's on the agenda, that Amy has gotten that set up, or whoever's going to send it out, that we can get that out this week so everybody has plenty of time to get that on the calendar and to get their labs ordered and done. Okay? All right. Good. All right. Let me go back and share then. Nothing else? Let me share again. I'll finish going through this and then we can actually start filling it in. Let's see. ARC. Let me go back to here. What's this one? This one is, you know, it's not worth going through. It's something that I will look at, that the coaches can look at, but it gives us some clues as to where things are, and it's very confusing. So it's not something that you need to go through. This one, on the other hand, is a fun one that you can do. Not fun, but it gives you some good information when you've gotten your labs done from your thyroid. And an ideal function, your TSH, your free T4, and your free T3 should line up in this middle section. Being slightly off, not a big deal. But once we see them lined up outside of this area, we will be expressing like, okay, there's like here, we have your T4 is high and your T3 is low. You probably have a conversion issue. You don't need to fill this in. We'll do this for you. When I go through this and I'm analyzing, if I see abnormalities, then I will fill this in to give me a sense so I can easily explain it. And we'll go through this on the lab workshop. This is, again, for me, I will fill things in here if I want to keep track of certain things. So you don't have to worry about that one. But this one, glucose tracking, is one that you can use to keep track of your food and your glucose. And we'll talk more about this when we get into the blood sugar balancing, but I just want you to be aware that it's here. There's two ways to use it. You can either fill it in right on the computer. And if you have like the Sheets app on your phone or on your iPad, you could just carry it with you and fill it in. But also, you can just print it out. And that's when I first started tracking my own. I just printed out copies of this and I carried it around with me and I jotted things down. All right. We'll go through more details. And there's a video in the sweet spot part of the program, the blood sugar balancing, that details how to fill this out. But basically, you get to keep track of how your food, how your exercise, your stress, various activities affect your glucose, right? So just to know that's there, and we'll work with your coach and with me as we get there. If you want to keep a diet diary, a simple diet diary here, you can do it that way. I think it's super important, if I'm going to work with you to know how I can help, to see at least a 3 to 5 day diet diary, right? So if you haven't already done one of those, I highly recommend you either use this or somehow use like a fitday.com or a, what's that other one called? Chronometer, that creates reports for you. I like Chronometer because it gives you, you could put in your foods eaten and it will give you your nutrients. It will tell you protein, carbohydrate, fat, molybdenum, omega-3 balance. It's a really cool app. And we could go through that in more detail. And the same thing with the glucose when we do the supplement and the nutrient tracker. This is something that when I'm working one-on-one with people, I'll sometimes use, but I've actually gotten away from using this one. Your coach may use it, maybe not. I usually do it in a separate Word doc because it's easier to type in Word docs than it is here. Same thing with diet plan. These you don't need to be concerned about. The physical exam findings, you can see. Some of these are, so appointment tracker is more for your coach to use. The exam findings, just determining if this is a good time to go through it or not. I'm going to go through this in a brief. This is optional for you, but again, if you want to take charge of your own health, knowing that there's particular physical things on your body that you can determine if there's an issue. So for example, this first section is on your adrenals. So rib margin tenderness, you can feel it. There's also a detailed document like this. And let me know if this is getting too detailed and I'll back off. This is lab testing. Let me see if I can find it. It might be under assessments. There's a document on that same page that had all of the scorecards. Let me go here. And there's a section here, assessments and scorecard. Oh, it's fixed now. Did you notice that? All that crazy stuff that was here before is gone.
I made a task. Maybe she already did it.
Oh, no, it's down further. It's the top part was okay. It's this section. Yeah. Sorry. I was like, oh, like that's impressive. So the bottom part says exams and bodily functions. And we've actually created this for you to learn how to do a nutritionally oriented assessment on yourself. You may need some help with a family member to look in your eyes or whatever. Again, it's a little advanced, but I think it's something that can be very helpful. And then you can fill it in on your master tracker. So it gives you all kinds of things that you can test on yourself and things you can look at or have somebody look in to see what might. So if you have dry eyes, it might be an autoimmune disease. If you have this milky white ring around, it could be related to your cholesterol levels. So you can actually go through and just see what you find on your body if you feel inclined. If you don't feel inclined to do this, fine. You know, we can guide you through it if we feel like there's certain things or get you on a call and say, okay, stick your tongue out. Let me see what's going on. But I put this together really to empower people to take their own, you know, like what else is going on? Like here, hair and nails, excessive vertical ridges. People ask me all the time. Well, it could be inadequate B vitamins. It could be poor digestion. It could be gallbladder issues, right? White spots. So if you feel like you want to get advanced into doing some of this stuff, you can fill it out on this form, or you can use this form as a reference, but you can fill it out in your master tracker. And what happens is it will just give you scores for these different areas. And it allows you to track it over time. So you can use that form for guidelines, but you can fill them in over here. Does that make sense? I just don't want to go through each one of these because I think it's over the top for where we're at right now. This one's organized by, where did it go? Okay, I lost it. There we go. This one's organized by the part of the body, like so you can look at your nails, your hair, et cetera, et cetera. Then we organize the one that's in the master tracker by specific body part that might be out of balance. So, and it's similar to the questions that we have on the questionnaire. So for example, liver and gallbladder, right? If you've got any of these, maybe there's an indication that there's some sluggishness. You know, if there's some of these, maybe there's some indication of your digestion being off, cardiovascular being off. It might be worthwhile to just create a separate call for anybody who's interested in learning this to learn it, because I don't want to get everybody all like, oh my God, that was over the top. But there's some really cool things in here that could help you to keep track of, not just taking the little quizzes, but also looking at your body to see if things are improving physically. Is this a little confusing? Yes? No? Helpful? We'll do it another time, because I don't want to get you over the top crazy. But the thing about it is, we set it up so that if you put things here, then it puts a summary here for me. I think we should just set up a separate call for this for anybody that's interested in doing it, and I'll go through it step by step. Okay. Questions or comments so far? Did I lose anybody with that? No? No? Okay. All right. So what I'd like to do, we have about an hour left here. What I'd like to do is empower you to walk away from this with something done. All right. So if we go back into the master tracker, first, I want to make sure everybody can find their master tracker. Right. So I want to ask you, who here does not have their master tracker open in front of them? Anybody? Y'all have it? Yes? Okay. Who's filled in everything in their master tracker? No? Okay, good. Good. I was going to say, go have a nice rest of the day and we'll see ya. Okay. So I'm going to say, let's just go back to the master tracker. Back to the beginning. And I'm going to give you about 15, 20 minutes to just get started on this first page. Start filling it in. While you're doing that, if you are an iPad user and you want, I will break you out into a separate room and we'll try to figure out the best way to fill these things in on the iPad. Okay? Does everybody understand what the instructions are? If you've done this one already, then move on to fill in some of the stuff on the timeline or the habits. And actually, I would skip to the habits and obstacles. If you've already done some of your scorecards, fill them in on this form. Okay. So I would say put into the chat which of these you're going to start with. Just write in the chat, like I'm going to be filling in this, that, or the other thing. And let's keep each other accountable. Take about 15, 20 minutes and I'll check back in. And for those of you who want to, let me stop my share. Those of you who want to work on, you know, figuring out how to do these things and move things around on the iPad, raise your hand. So you should be able to see a raise hand. Okay, so if you can do it, do you know how to do it with the raise hand button? Because that way I can just take everybody with a raised hand button and move them into a separate room. Right. So I saw Parjanda, I saw Barbara. Is there anybody else? Is it just you guys? Okay.
Paula, I see Paula, iPad, Jules.
Okay. Oh, I see it. Paula. Okay, good. So now what I can do is, for those of you who are not iPad users, you can turn your sound off, not listen, or you can just go ahead and work. But we will, we'll go into a separate room. I just have to remember how to do that. Let's see.
So you click on the three dots.
Yes.
And it should say breakout rooms.
Breakout rooms.
Yeah, and then you're going to do manual.
Manual. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then I just say create rooms, and then I can...
create one room, yep. And then you choose the names from your list.
Ah, okay, good. So then I, when I choose the name, do I go to more and say move into breakout, or how?
Yeah, you should just be able to click move to breakout room.
Oh, assign. Ah, I see. Yeah. Now, yeah, it says assign, and then I can see it. So I can say iPad 3,
Paula.
Jules, Paula. Where's Paula?
I think you said Parjanya.
Paula, Parjanya, and Barbara.
And if anybody else wants it, either raise your hand or...
Yeah, let us know so I'll read the names out again. Barbara, where's Barbara on this list?
It's iPad 3.
Oh, Barbara's iPad 3. Okay, got it. So I already have Barbara. Okay, good. All right. So anybody else? So I have Barbara, who's iPad 3. I have Jules, Parjanya, yeah, and Paula. Anybody
now,
else?
They were asking about recording it. This is not recorded because it's a separate recording.
Yeah, the breakout room wouldn't be recorded.
Right.
So if you want to record it, here's what I recommend you do. Couple of things. If you're on your iPad or your phone, you can go to the recording thing. Otter is a really good app for doing that because you can record and it'll also transcribe. So if you want to go to the Otter, go to the App Store and download the Otter app. So
you can also go to their names, and if you go to their name and click on it, it's like allow them to record or something.
Oh, allow them to record. Okay. I'm going to add this room. I got four people in it. And then what do I do to make it open it? Do I just say open room?
Yeah, there should be a button like towards the bottom.
Excuse me, Parjanya on her iPad, you can't give her permission to record.
Oh, you can't record
it's an
on
iPad
your
iPad thing. Because I've tried all our calls. No, really? I've tried.
Okay, how do I get myself in there? Do I just automatically go there?
You automatically go there.
Okay, so I'm going to open the room, and you guys are going to see, like, you're just going to disappear from the main room, and we'll be in a separate room, and I'll make sure I get in there, and then we'll go ahead and figure it out, okay? So open all rooms.
And thanks for letting us know that about the iPad. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to join breakout room one for me. Yes.
So if anybody needs any help, you can either raise your hand or open your mic and Angelica can help you. Heather, you might want to close your camera.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up, Gail?
You said that it was hooked up to my Google account. When I go in there, I can sign in, but then I still can't in. I still need a password to insert any information into my medical tracker.
Are you signed into Gmail?
Yes. When I went back to the very beginning, I could click on the Gmail. It would take me right there.
But
when I went into my Gmail account and I go onto the medical tracker there, I can't, the insert and all of that is not highlighted and I can't input anything.
Okay, let me take a peek.
Can she share her screen so you can see what she's doing?
Sure. Gail, would you like to share your screen? You go to the bottom of the Zoom window and you have to click the share icon. And then I can see what's going on.
Looked a lot different than that before. So I didn't have all of this information on mine before, so I don't know where all that is coming from.
Have you found your share screen button? It just says share. It's at the bottom when you hover your cursor really close to the bottom.
I already did it. And what's on the screen is what says is share.
We're not seeing anything though. We're not seeing your screen.
I know.
So when you hit share screen, it's going to ask you to choose which window to share. So choose the window that would have your Gmail. There you go.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
All right.
Okay, let's go to your Master Health Tracker at the top.
Up here?
Yeah, that tab. Yeah, the Master Health Tracker tab.
Oh, right here?
Keep going up. Up. There you are. There you are. Yes. Yep. Click that, please. Okay. So what would you like to, you're in view only. How odd. Alrighty.
Insert. I can't.
Yep. I can see that. I can see why it says view only. Okay. Let me go back into yours. That's really odd. Let me make sure that you can edit it. And it's a problem. Sorry. There's access issues this wasn't our intention.
When you did the share, was the copy link in share only, view only, or was it a edit?
Well, I just checked it, and so yeah, it was in view only. That's why.
Okay.
So I changed it. Yeah. Cool. So okay. All right, Gail. So I've made you an editor. So what I want you to do is refresh your screen. Go up to your white address bar at the top that says docs.google.com and click the refresh button on the right, the circly, swirly arrow. Yeah. Okay. Now you should be able to click everything.
Oh, okay. Now it's highlighted. Yeah.
Right. Okay, good.
Right.
Good.
Okay. I don't have in front of me all the information to input on some of these. I can go down here to the lab results because I have my test labs. So
great.
So I can start putting those in.
Sure, you can. So you can go ahead and just try that out. So go ahead and click in that. See that little pop-out box above it? That's what you're going to want to click. That's the link. Yeah. Try that. Click that link. And that'll pop it out.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
There you are. And you can stop sharing, so you can go ahead and enter your own information if you don't want us to see. But
okay. Where do I stop sharing?
You would have to go down to the...
Okay.
It's up on the top. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, also, I tried to send you an email, and it would not go through, and I sent it to angelica@drritamarie.com, and it would not transfer at all. It shut down my computer.
You know, some people's emails do not like our @drritamarie.com. server or domain. I found that with a couple people. It's rare. So you can use my alternative email address. I'll put it in the chat.
Okay.
And I use my personal. I use that as a backup.
Okay.
So I can communicate still with people, even that's my personal. You can get me there.
Okay. Good. I'll put that down. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
I was muted and I was trying to talk. Hi, everybody. We're back from our iPad excursions. I think we've got the iPads figured out. We're ready to take on the world. So how's everybody doing with their stuff, with their filling out? Is it good to actually just take the time and fill it out, right? Instead of going, yeah, I'll do it later. Yeah, I'll do it tonight. Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow, next week, whatever. Yeah, Judy says, I like to know how Lynn displays a photo of her image here. Oh, that's a good question, Lynn. You want to share?
It's in my settings.
In your settings, and how do you get?
Yeah, so in my account setting, in my Zoom account.
Oh, is there a way to do it if they don't have their own Zoom account, I wonder?
Well, you can have it for free. So.
Oh, you get a free Zoom account and then you can set it up in your settings.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's how to do it. Get a free Zoom account and then set it up in your settings. It'll give you the option.
Yeah. And you don't have to have just your picture. You can have, you know, if you have a picture of a flower or if you have.
Do I have mine set up? I don't know if I have mine set up. I do? Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. So anybody want to report how this is going, filling this in, if you're having any struggles with what to do? Yeah, Debbie, hi.
I have a question. I was entering in my recent lab results. I got a printout of them, but I don't have an electronic version. So I just was going through, you know, and listing them on the Master Tracker. But in addition to that, do you want me to take a photo and upload the paper form as well, or is that not necessary since I put him in on the Master Tracker?
It's only necessary if you mess up. In other words, if I look and I go, wait, 3,752 for whatever number, I'm like, no, there's something wrong here, then we would look back at it. But if it looks, you know, fairly reasonable, then no, you don't need to. I mean, you can if you want to, it's an extra step. You can take a picture of it and then upload it to the drive. Then we have a reference we can always go back to.
Okay. And maybe you could show me once again how to upload. Sure. Might be helpful for other people.
I'll show other people as well. Yeah. Share. Yeah. Okay. Share. We had fun figuring out that iPad thing. It was kind of interesting. All right. So share. All right. So if I go to... All right, so yours would look right up here at the upper left. You should see the little triangle that says drive, and right below it, it says new. Do you see that on yours?
Yeah, I see that.
New, and whoops, cancel. If you wanted to create a new folder, you can do all that. But what if you want to upload it from your computer, you can upload a file. You could just click File Upload. And then it asks you, you know, it shows you your whole screen thing and you can pick what you want to do. So in this case.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was curious where it would go to. Okay.
Yeah, it'll open up and then you have to find, like, some people have their stuff in there. My documents, me, I have a very sophisticated, you know, structure because I have a lot of files. And you would just find the file that you're looking for and upload it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? So has everybody worked on who? I'd love to hear what you worked on. And if you want more time, well, what time is it? Yeah, we have about like 30 minutes, 25 minutes. We can answer questions. And if you want to keep working, you can keep working. So first, I'd like to entertain questions. How was this, first of all? Was this confusing? Was it helpful? Yeah, Marilyn.
Okay, so I got up to speed and I started entering things because I had some things from 2018. So I went on the international one and I started putting it in, but didn't color code when it went to the US side where it transferred over. And also I put in 5.1 for the AIC and it transferred as 510 on the American side. And I know 5.1 is just times 18. And that's what the American gives you. So
on the glucose or the A1C?
A1C. I put in 5.1 for Canada.
I don't think A1C is times 18.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
A1C?
If I go 5.1 times 18, that's the mirror.
Right, but I think that's for glucose, because I think 5.1, I think
Is it different from AIC then?
It different from glucose.
Oh, okay.
Right? So the glucose would be the same, but it looks like it's timesing it by 10, which would be crazy. Let me look.
Yeah, so I put in 5.1 for A1C, which is my A1C, and it goes across on the American as 510.
What does your range show? What does your range show for that? Usually that's a percentage, and it should be the same from one to the other.
Okay, the range, reference range for my test in Canada is 4.0 to 6.0.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's the same. Does it say what the units are?
No.
Yeah. It doesn't. So it's probably the same. So you're saying it times it by 10 or 100?
Yeah. So I guess that's right. That just confused me. I'd expect it to be 18, so I'm sure it's correct. But it doesn't color anything on the conversion on the US side or the Canadian side.
Can I go on yours? Because it does on Diana's, and it does on my test one. So I'm going to open yours.
So I just put a few things in, starting with my hemoglobin and my white and red blood cells. And I got some sodium and calcium and magnesium in, some other things, some cholesterol from two tests I have.
Converted, but they didn't change color is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So one thing I've had the few international people I've worked with done is they do the conversion in international and then take the converted number and put it on the US.
It converted on the one I'm looking at for you. Like you put in glucose, was your glucose 5.7?
I shouldn't take up your time on this.
Well, I see it, but some of them are changing color and some of them aren't. Because the glucose at the top, 411, the date 411. Oh no, 223. The glucose was 5.7. It converted to 102, but it did change color. But I see it's.
I think that's the only one that did change color.
Interesting. The others didn't. And they're all white across, which is kind of odd. Let me just try something. I'm just going to put a random protein number in. I'm going to put in 5.6. Ah, our snap, something went wrong. Okay. It's coming back.
Okay. You don't have to spend time on it. It's not something I want to take up everyone else's time on. It's just, I just wanted to bring it to someone's attention.
Yeah, we'll look at that. It's curious that some of them are and some of them aren't. I'm going to take one out and then put one back in and see. Yeah. That's kind of odd. I see you put a bunch of free T4s and free T3 changed color, but some of the others didn't. So Angelica.
No, that's interesting. I didn't put those in. I don't know how those got in there. I didn't do that today and I haven't done it. This first time on. So they got in somehow. They may have been in, maybe one of my coaches put it in.
Yeah, I think that could be a best, like leftover. Could have.
That's kind of weird. Like,
I was going to try and figure out how those got there and if they were accurate from something.
Yeah, look at it. Maybe one of the coaches put them in.
Because I did upload some information that was done at a private lab through a naturopath, and that's how I got my thyroid panel done. And that was some time ago. So it's old. It's not new. And there's no date that it went in with.
This is Annette.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, how are you? I don't have, I'm wondering if, I know Valerie went ahead and did some stuff. If it's accurate, it could have been Valerie because I know it was not me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did.
It's like maybe when these numbers went in, it wiped out formulas.
You look at albumin. Yeah, some of them are not changing color. Or it might be white. They're saying white is normal. I think on this may need to be edited. Remember, it says up here green and white in earlier versions. So this may not have been updated, and it's still white rather than green.
Yeah, some of the color rules are not working. I found that too. So
well, the older one was white when we first mm-hmm. made it. Because it wouldn't allow, the older versions of Excel only allowed you to have two colors.
Oh.
And so we just had a default of if it was normal to say, to go white.
Oh.
Let me just try something. Because if I go to one of these, I just put one in. Let me kick that out. I'm just going to go to one that didn't change color for you. Okay. Like here's 16 and it went to 16. I'm going to go, and that's normal. So I'm going to just go to the next one and I'm going to put a bizarre number like 55. No, that didn't change color either. And that was, that was out of range. Let's do, what? Yeah, it's whacked out. The international one needs to be looked at. Because I put a 75 under ALT. And it, that's way out of range for everything. And it turned green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our color rules are definitely need to be tested, and but yeah,
it's just in the international one because the other one is right.
Okay, that's.
Thank you for letting us know that. Well, some of
so if I continue to put my numbers in, that's fine, and when it gets adjusted, it'll be whatever.
It exactly. should change it because the formulas will have to.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to ask Francis how to do that if we have to go in there. We probably don't have to bother doing it. We'll just update and upload a new one into anybody else's, but anybody that's already put theirs in, we'll have to go in and have her change the rules in that sheet.
Oh.
Yeah, but she knows how to do those things, so she'll figure it out.
Anyways, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for pointing it out. Cool. Where's that icon? What icon are we talking about? What icon? I have a files icon on my iPad. Oh, is that like a what do you call it? An app that's called Files?
Yeah.
It's an app?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I don't remember getting it through an app though. I think it just showed up.
Maybe it's an automatic. Let me just type in files on mine and see what happens.
On the desktop. Yeah,
I have one on my phone, so I'm assuming it's the same on an iPad.
Yeah, it's an application, and it's probably a built-in. You know how you know if it's a built-in app? If you hover them and you say rearrange it, or you hold it down. Huh. I don't know how to do this on this iPad. It's not doing it the way it does on my small iPad. No, I don't know how to do it. But it won't let you delete them. Like, it'll let you delete apps that you've downloaded, but if it came native on the iPad, it won't let you delete it. So it looks like it's a normal. Here's how you find it. If you're on an iPad and you want to find apps, you take your finger and you go across this way, and it'll bring you over to a search bar. And you type in, I just typed in files there, and then it brought me to that application.
Okay. Search bar.
No. Yeah, you have to go across.
And I saw it's, just start from one side and wipe across.
Yeah, so I'll show you. I think this is, okay. So I go like this, and see it shows.
Okay, I was going the wrong direction. I've got to get. Let's see. I was all the way down. Okay.
Then you can hit files. And if it doesn't show as one of your most recent ones, you just type up here in the search bar files and it'll show you or whatever else you're looking for.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
There's a lot to learn.
There's a lot to learn, and it is it's considered a utility. So I think
it's a utility. So it's native,
right? Okay.
And that shows you all the files on your computer. on the computer itself, and it shows recents. To actually get to the, I think the best way to get to the sheets, the Google Master Tracker, is to, so I go across here and my sheets are showing up there, but if it wasn't, I'd start to type sheets up here. I'd say S-H-E-E-T, and then it would show my sheets.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a whole lot of files. I mean, I know I have a whole lot more on here, so I'm not sure.
I'm not sure how that thing works. I would just go to sheets if you're going to the sheets.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Yeah. I have another sheet I'm going to upload, and I'll have it there before the next workshop. I have one that's a mini tracker for glucose and ketones. So if you're on the run and you're on your phone, it's really hard to look at this master tracker on your phone because it's way too big, and it's just a couple of columns that shows it, and then it actually converts and gives you your glucose ketone index. Remember, we talked about that once where it tells you how. Yeah, it's just a little, and I'll clean it up because I have it, all my stuff in it, and I know I have a template, and I'll just clean up a template, and I can give you guys access to it. It might even be easy enough to put in the tracker, to just have Francis put it in everybody's tracker, because it's a pretty cool one if you're on your phone. Just because if I'm running around and I'm doing a cleanse or whatever, and I want to check my glucose and ketones, I can pop them in there and get my number, the glucose ketone index, right away. And I can see how I'm doing. We'll talk more about that as time goes on. Anybody else? Questions or comments? How far did you get?
Hi, can I just say one more thing? I just searched out what the American A1C is, and it looks like the same as Canada. So my 5.1 should be 5.1 instead of 510.
Yeah, so there's an issue there. It probably was, there's some issues with the formulas, it sounds like.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Yeah, because it's a percentage, and any of the numbers that are percentages are going to be the same across, but the things that are based on either millimoles or milligrams, then there's a conversion factor. For glucose, it's 18, but for others, it's going to be different. It's very different. That's why we calculated it in there, and we programmed it in there to make it easier. Yeah, I don't know what happened to it. Things get corrupt as time goes on. And it could have been that somebody went in innocently and decided that they were going to add some stuff to it, but didn't do it in the right way. So it threw the things above and below it, or below it, off and made the calculations wrong. There's any number of reasons, but I'm going to give it to Frances because she's smart about Google. She figures it out. I literally mentioned to her, I'm thinking about doing this thing, and I want to have a cross one side, and I want to be able to calculate all that stuff. And about an hour later, she said, "Is this what you're thinking about?" I'm like, so I have to go through it and make sure, and then I'll add it to your files, your folders.
Is that app that you showed the very beginning, with the one where you could calculate all your different supplements?
Yeah.
Is that in there yet?
Or it's not in there yet because I haven't gone through and made sure that, you know, that it's all working properly. And then I want to make sure that there's good instructions on how to use it before
That was going to be my question. Is that in there? Where will it be when it does get added? Will it be another tab?
She put it in my template. And let me see where she put it in my template. In my template, she put it... if I go to my here, she put it right after see where it says supplements tracking?
Okay.
I may rename it from that, but she put it right after the three supplements.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there will be a tab for it then. Okay.
There'll be a tab for it for sure. I just have to make sure, you know, it's clear, because right now it's not so clear for me.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay. It's not clear for me. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? You want a few minutes to work on your stuff? Simone?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Simone.
I just wanted to say this has been very helpful because I had nothing entered in my tracker because I couldn't access, you know, how to put it in. But I learned a lot today. So
good. I'm very glad.
Right. But I have a question about how do I share stuff with my coach. You know, like different files that I have on my Google Drive, how do I get them to, for her to be able to read them?
Well, if you upload them, let me go back there again, and I'll just, is it okay to go to yours so I can show you exactly?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go to here. I'm going to type your name in, S-I-M-O-N-E. Okay. So this is yours. Right now you have assessments and forms, call recordings, labs. You can create any other. So say you wanted to, I'm just going to say, you don't have to keep this, but I'm going to click new and I'm going to say folder and I'm going to make one called food tracking. Right. And say that you want to put something in there, your coach will automatically get access to it. Right. But you have to tell them because they won't know.
Okay.
So say you have a Word doc on your computer that you kept track of your food or whatever else it was, or under labs. Like say you have some labs from, so here's some direct labs. It looks like you've already uploaded that.
No, I didn't do it. I did them through direct labs. And I think.
Give it to your coach.
No, it just appeared.
Somebody put it up there. Maybe Lynn or Angelica or might have come back and So you can, if you have something that you want to share with the coaches and it's on your computer, you click new, file upload, and then you just find it on your computer.
Right.
And you hit open. I'll just grab an image. And then it'll show up here. Right. And then they won't know that it's there because Google doesn't announce it. So you can just send them a note that says, hey, I just uploaded my latest labs. Or okay. I just uploaded my food diary, or I just uploaded a, you know, an MRI that I had done and I want to take a look at it on our next call. You can do that.
Okay.
And it'll automatically be visible to all of us, but we won't know it's there unless we're not actively going to go into everybody's folders to say, hey, I wonder if anybody uploaded anything new.
Right.
It doesn't. Yeah. And the other way you can let us know is in the weekly journals, which in every week when you get your, on Friday, you get your newsletter. It'll say, fill out your weekly journal. You can put a note in there that says, hey, I just uploaded some, you know, stuff that I want to review on our next call.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll get rid of the picture. You don't need the picture. All right. Anybody else? These are really great questions, by the way. So if you have a question, it's likely that somebody else has a similar question or a similar confusion, and it really helps to go over it.
Yeah, I was just wanted to say I found it very insightful getting to see the optimal ranges versus the lab ranges, and that was just, it's so easy to see it by color. It's been insightful.
Right. And as much as I love the blood chemistry software report, it's long and complicated. For me, I like to look at this one first. Usually I can get as much, you know, insights as that whole report will get just by looking at this sheet. And then I'll, you know, go to there because they have some nice little reports about nutrients, which are really fun to look at. Diana. Oops. Unmute.
Hi there.
Hi.
Great info. We're having a ball. I was able to get in and edit those areas that I wanted to edit the text in. And then I was changing some supplements around. And one of the things I was wondering, and I think I already got the question answered, some of my supplements, I've continued to increase the dose because we're not getting results. And so we'll increase it. And so it's like this still there. It's still the same supplement, but now I'm taking, you know, X number more. And I wanted to know, rather than changing it or deleting it, how to note that. And I think I'll be able to do that through the comments.
I think the comments would be best. Edit it in the thing and say, increase by XYZ on date. When you did some stuff. And that way, especially if you're tracking, you go, okay, let's look. Oh, yeah, I increased it to that on that date. So maybe it wouldn't reflect yet in the labs, or it would reflect, or it should reflect, whatever.
Right. And, with my zinc, we started out with 15, you know, three times a day. And now I'm up to like 90 milligrams total a day. Wow. And, you know, but it's the malabsorption. I also have that really rare SNP that apparently is blocking
that thing absorbs. So anyway, that's what I had that on a lot of the supplements. I'm still taking them, but the dosage is different.
Yeah. Just make a note with the little date, because that no feel can expand as big as you want to.
Yeah. Apparently, yeah. So, it won't be able to really necessarily see it without highlighting the box, reading all the way through, but at least I'll have a track of it. Yeah, because we're watching lab numbers and assessments, and you know, when we're still getting the same low numbers, we've increased the supplement, you know, then we have to look at
it. Then we're looking at the absorption and other things.
Right. Yeah.
Just a trick with what you just said, I'm going to just show you something else. There's wrapping. Okay, let's go to, I think I had yours still open there. Okay, so say, in order to be able to see everything that you write in here.
Yeah.
It looks like it cuts off.
Right.
You just have to go up here and say text wrapping. And usually what I do is sometimes it gets undone. So I'll say text wrapping and it'll wrap and it'll show it all. Sometimes it, like you look at it and it seems like it's going over into the next cell over to the right. So if ever you notice that, you just click the column and say text wrapping.
Okay. And
while you have that open, show her how you can bold it, because that might help. Like you say, if you switch something or whatever, you can bold that particular part of it so that it catches their eye.
Okay. So see how I double clicked.
Yep.
And it opened the box. I go up here to bold. And it bolded that part.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Right. And so say it's dates that you want to bold, like, you know, this date and then that date, you can just make them stand out so we can see that. And if you wanted to format it like you wanted, you would hit Control Enter and you can keep a blank space and you can say 10, 10, 19, note. And then if you wanted the dates highlighted, you could do bold and then like that. So now you see?
Yeah, that works. Nice. Fantastic. Now, what do I do if I change brands?
If you change brands, I think it's better if you put the one you're currently taking in the discontinued. So,
right. Okay.
Yeah, I would just put that one in the discontinued and put the new one in there.
Right. I was thinking about basically of doing a copy and paste, like copy the existing one, put it somewhere else, then come back and edit it.
Right. Because some of the stuff might be the same, like why you're taking it and all that. It's exactly right. And then you just change the date.
Yeah. I was thinking of one that the one I was taking was like 650 milligrams and the new one I'm taking is 750.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not exactly the same. So
yeah, you just change it then. Brand.
Okay.
Yeah. But at least you have the basics. I do so much copy paste. Lynn is a fast typist, so she ends up retyping things and I'm like, oh my God, it'd take me 5 years to do that. Nope. I just copy paste and edit.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yes.
I think I can do this now. It might take me 3 days to do it, but I'll get everything caught up.
Take your time on it and get it organized and then it'll feel really good to have it.
Yeah, it will. It will feel really good until the first change. when I had my get to know you meeting with my new coaches, I had to update my current protocols. And I said, I think I've got everything current. I hit send button. So they had the current copy. And then I looked at it and I went, uh-oh. And I had to add five things that I had left off. And I said, I'm still not sure I got it all.
Well, they should be able to see that your sheet. So if ever you make a change, like I was saying earlier, you can just in your weekly journal that week say, I uploaded this. I edited my supplement sheet. I whatever, got some new labs in and just let us know.
Yeah. I never even thought about doing it in the journal. So that's great.
The journal's a great way to communicate, right? It's a weekly way. You can say, this is what I'm struggling with. This is what I'm successful with. And I made some changes and uploaded some new stuff. And that way we know.
Yeah. And after doing this for a year, there's one part of it, that weekly journal I always struggle with.
But
that's the win. But it's always the first question.
You have so many wins and we are so locked into what's wrong and how do we fix it.
Yeah.
It's an important piece. So I'm going to challenge you to do that journal every week and make sure you put in a win.
I do, but I'm just saying, I'm still having trouble with that one.
Yeah, that's a long-standing thing, right? It's a long-standing self-criticism thing that so many of us have.
Yeah, and don't give up. And for goodness sake, I like the fact that you put that one first, because I always think, oh, it's time for my journal. I better start thinking, what's my win for the week?
What's your win, right?
And I don't even hit the click button to fill out my journal until I have that one figured out.
And yeah, this could be small things. A win can be, right, I went to bed at 10 o'clock last night, right? Yep. It could be I walked around the block three times and I hadn't been exercising. It could be my grandson came over and gave me a hug, right? Just whatever was a celebratory thing. We always just want to keep that stuff foremost in our minds, because it's easy to get caught up in self-criticism and then gloom and doom, because there's a lot of crappy stuff going on in the world, but there's also mostly beautiful stuff going on in the world.
Yes, right? There is.
Mostly. Yes, there's plants that are blooming. There's birds that are tweeting. There's babies being born. There's people getting married, right? We yep. really have to learn that focus, and in a world that we live in where the media makes money by creating fear, and that's what they try to do with us, we have to always combat it with, or combat is not the right word, we always have to support that with what's right. What's yep. right about me? What's I good do. About me?
But see, the thing is I always have one at least really awesome win, but after 7 days, I can't find it in my memory. It's mental.
A journal is in your future.
Journal, it is in my future. That's why I've gotten absolutely anal about this. I do my journal every week. And I remember saying this a couple of months ago. There was a time back in the first few months where things were really bad. And I was just struggling so hard. But, you know, I wouldn't do my journal entry because it was such a bad week. And I that was like the first thing is I don't have a win. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to discuss it. I don't even want to think about it because I was so much in the pits. But I started to force myself to do it, and it did take me a little bit. But now when I have a win, I write it down in the midweek. That way I've already got my list.
You've got it going. And here's so the thing about a win, right? When you can't come up with any other win, there's a roof over my head.
Amen. And the sun,
the mattress under my body. You know what I mean? Those are wins. There's food on my table.
Yes.
I have access to clean water. I yep. have a beautiful garden outside.
Right? And my feet hit the floor and I'm upright.
And you're standing. Right. We have to celebrate those things.
Exactly.
We do. I'm going to celebrate right now. The sun just came out.
And you didn't rain.
I had rain, right? We had the typical Austin 5 minutes of rain. Here you go.
It's fabulous. But this whole program is just amazing. And every little step is so important. Each one of these little things, it might be a struggle just get used to doing it. But boy, this is just so valuable. Thank you so much for doing
it. I'm so glad to hear that. Our goal is always to make it better and better each year. You know, to add new things, to take away things that are confusing, to reword things, to create, you know, new tools. And that's what we're doing. And we're bringing in somebody to talk about sleep at the end of the month. I'm going to be doing a parasympathetic kind of thing on the vagus nerve and doing that. We got a lot of little stuff planned to just help you to move things along, right? And to make it easier. So if there's stuff that you're struggling with, let us know. Talk to us. Right? Yeah. We're here to support you.
And for all the newbies, don't be overwhelmed, really. It's okay. Marilyn, everything's going to be great. And don't ever say anything bad, like, I'm just a newbie. You're not just a newbie. You're a wonderful, welcome new person in our group. And you're all family.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to reach through there and hug you, Marilyn, for being here.
Okay, let's do a nice big group hug then. Yeah. All right? We can do a hugs. We can do a kiss across the way. It's interesting how when I get to see people here and then I got to meet them, like I got to meet Barbara for the first time just last week, 2 weeks ago. I'm glad this weather wasn't 2 weeks ago when Shine happened. But I got to see Barbara and I felt like, oh, I know her already, you know, because I've seen her here. And then just to add the extra hugs, and there's Susan. Yay. You know, it means a lot. right? And I can't wait to meet Debbie. I've seen you for so long. I just want to reach out and give you a hug, but, you know, and I like your hair. It's cute. It's very cute. Yeah. So let's just do that. I'm going to open up the lines and we're all going to just do the, okay, where's the, yeah, we're all going to just, you know, say goodbye, give a word of gratitude, say a celebration, just something. And then just let's just reach out and give hugs. Hugging is the best way to stimulate the vagus nerve, but you have to hug long enough. So here's the trick with hugging, and you can hug yourself, is you let yourself sink into the hug. And you're going to get to the point where you have a sigh, where you go, and you just feel things melting, right? Dr. Allison Grimson, who's one of our coaches, she says it's 20 seconds-ish, right? And it stimulates oxytocin, it stimulates the feel-good hormones. Hugs are important. And if there's nobody around to hug, hugging yourself is okay. It's great. Okay, so let's do 1, 2, 3. Oh, wait, let me unmute. 1, 2, 3. Bye, everybody. Much love.
Mwah. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you a lot.
Good. I'm glad. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you.
It's our Thanksgiving, so there's lots to be thankful about.
Oh, it's your Thanksgiving. How wonderful. Yeah, so finding that thing, that gratitude is so, so important. So, so important. And I'm grateful that I had this opportunity to be with you guys. These are my favorite calls, by the way, these long extended calls where we can just really connect and really support each other. And now after this, I get to talk to a good friend of mine and then my women's group, which meets once a month, but I haven't been able to attend because I've been traveling, I finally get to go meet with tonight. So, and that's an oxytocin group boost too, is to get with, you know, friends who you love and care about. So much love. Bye-bye.
Bye.